Jesus. Perfect. It's the last time, so the last bridge at the end of the song. Not at the first bridge. The last bridge, we do it on the third time. Oh, it is just two times. Yes, I think you're right. Yeah, okay, three times. Okay. Three times, or twice. Okay, twice.
Good morning, Ascend Church. The Bible says we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise. Did anybody bring a hallelujah with them from the car? Anyone have some gratefulness they brought with them from home? Come on, let's share it with our God, our Father, on this morning. One, two, three. Wander into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul. This bag of bones, I tried with all my might to win the fight. I'm slowly drifting this bag of bonds, and just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not. Oh, and he picked me up, he turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, hey, changed my name,
forever free, I'm not the same.
I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Anybody grateful this morning? I thank you, Lord, from where you brought me from.
I cannot deny what I see. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning, oh, like ashes in the wind. So long, my old friends. Burden and bitterness. You can just keep it moving. Come on. No, you're not welcome here.
Savior, because he healed my heart, changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Now there was a time when we were dead in our trespasses and our sins, but he's made us alive through Jesus Christ. Anybody alive this morning? Hey, come on. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. That's easy. Come on, grab it. Hell lost another one. I am free. Come on, shout.
I am free. I am
Sing, hell lost another one. I am free.
I am free.
Yeah.
I am free. I am free.
Hell lost another one.
Lost another one.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free. Come on.
Hell lost another one.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
I am free.
Hell lost another one.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
Turn me around. He plays my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because He healed my heart. He changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. I thank God. If He did it for me, He can do it for you. Yeah, yeah. I got a testimony this morning. Hey, come on. One, two, three, and get up, get up, get up. Get up by that grave. Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Get up. Are you alive in Jesus? Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on, say, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Tell your neighbor, get up, get up, get up. Get up
out of that grave.
Tell your soul, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on. Say, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up. Come on, Lazarus, get up out of that grave.
Get up out of that
grave.
Yeah.
Get up, get up.
Get up, get up.
Get up, get up. Hey. Because He picked me up. My feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because He healed my heart, changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. I thank God.
Jesus, I speak Jesus. His name is powerful and healing to all the families out here.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Come on. 'Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Yes, it is. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Jesus,
your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Yes, it is.
Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn.
Jesus from the mountains,
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the dark, he stole every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Shout Jesus.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Come on, shout it out.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets. Over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Break every stronghold,
break every
room. Let's lift our hands and shout the name of Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. That name is the most powerful name. Come on. Over sickness, over disease, over addiction. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Come on and sing it out.
Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Come on, sing it out one more time.
Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus, you are my firm foundation.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, when everything around me is shaking. I've never been so glad. I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now?
He won't.
He won't.
No, he won't.
I'm standing strong on
everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't.
Hallelujah. That's encouraging to me. How about you? It's encouraging to me because the Bible says that he is faithful. He is faithful to do what he has promised. Amen. And I just want to encourage you this morning. We're going to have a time of prayer and we're going to pray. If you have a need in your body, if you have a need in your life, in your family, in your circumstances, in your job, in your finances, whatever it is, we want to pray. We want to agree with you. You know, sometimes you look at the Word of God and you say, well, I know the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed, but I'm suffering with this in my body. Let me tell you, I want to give you some hope that there's a place from there to walking in divine health. There's a place from anxiety and depression to walking in peace and joy and freedom. And it all comes through the name of Jesus. He's provided everything we need. Amen. And so this morning we're going to pray. Welcome to those that are watching online. We're going to pray a prayer over you. No matter what you're facing, I want you to have hope this morning that he is able and he is faithful and he is willing. You know, so many people came to Jesus and they said, Lord, if you are willing, let me tell you, he is willing. He is willing. And so it's a touch of faith. We reach out. Amen. And we're going to invite you, if you need prayer, our prayer partners that are full of faith, ready to pray, ready to lay hands on you. We've seen miracle after miracle. We've seen tumors disappear. We've seen ears open. We've seen all kinds of things lift off of people. Changes come. So God is at work. And if you need prayer, don't hesitate. Come forward and we'll pray with you. And as we're going to sing one more song while we do that, if you're not coming forward, just worship the Lord with us. But I just want to extend my faith. I want to pray for those that are watching online. I have someone in my family that had a cancer diagnosis this week. And I just, whatever it is you're facing, Father, I thank you for the faithfulness of your word. I thank you for what you've provided and what you've promised. And we just take a hold by faith right now. I just release the healing power of God to flow into those that are watching, Father, those that are filled with anxiety and depression and concern about the future. I just speak the peace of God into them right now. Thank you, Father, for doing miracles that only you can do. It's what you specialize in, and we thank you for that right now, for the beginning of miracles taking place in the lives of your people, in Jesus' name. So as we begin to sing this last song, and if you need prayer, just don't hesitate. Come on forward and be prayed for. Amen.
I feel the atmosphere changing in the room. I feel me. Yeah.
atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yeah, God.
The atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds. You're the reason we came to encounter your love surround us. The atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love surround.
Fresh on us.
can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord.
Come on, sing it out if you believe it. If you've been praying for a miracle, come on, sing it out.
The evidence is all around. Let the Spirit of the Lord is here.
One more time.
A miracle can happen now.
All over this world.
For the Spirit of the Lord. That the Spirit of the Lord is here.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for sending the Holy Spirit to us. To be our strength, to be our comfort, to be our counselor, to be our advocate. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit this morning. You know, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. You know, the disciples didn't want to see him go, but he said, it is to your advantage that I go away, because if I go away, I'll send the Holy Spirit to you. The Holy Spirit has come to walk with you and talk with you and lead you and guide you and comfort you and strengthen you. Amen. That's why we make room for him. That's why we acknowledge him. We're not just going to church out of obligation. Amen. We come, our prayer is that we come with a hunger for more of God. I want to know him more. I want to live for him more. I want to see his evidence in my life. Amen. For the day has come, says the Lord, for my children to shake off their childish clothes and pick up the clothes of an adult, says the Lord. Let's not be babies in the kingdom of God, because you have been exposed to so much of the word, says the Lord. Many of you have years and years of Bible training and Bible knowledge, and you've witnessed things, you've seen miracles, you've seen me work, and so it's time for you to shake off your apathy, says the Lord, and get with the program. Get with my program, for the time is short, says the Lord, and I need workers in the field. And if you choose to sit, you will miss out on what I'm going to do in these last days, says the Lord. But if you choose to submit to me and open your life and say, not my will be done, but your will be done, and turn your focus from the things of the natural and turn them to the things of the Spirit, says the Lord, you'll begin to see me work my purpose for your life out. You'll begin to walk in things that you've only heard quietly in a time of prayer, or perhaps years ago in a prophecy over your life. And yet you've never seen them come to pass, because they're not going to fall on you like ripe apples off of a tree, says the Lord. You are going to need to seek after my presence, and you're going to need to desire to fulfill my plan. And you're going to need to hunger for more of me, says the Lord. Because if you will hunger, you will be filled. And if you seek, you will find. And if you want my will, you will see my will, says the Lord. So I am raising up an army, and you can choose to enlist. In fact, you have been enlisted. But whether you perform to your fullness, that is up to you, says the Lord. I have given you the weapons. I have given you the training. I have given you the ability. I have given you every strength that you need. You have gifts. You have talents that are buried on the inside of you, but they are merely in seed form, says the Lord. And until you decide, if there's anybody in this room this morning and you say, Lord, I decide that I'm going to be active and I'm going to be useful and I'm going to be fulfill what you have for my life, just lift your hand. God sees the hearts of these people. Father, we thank you for your will and your plan. Father, I thank you for your will and your plan. I don't know about you, but I want more. I want more. I say, Holy Spirit, give us more. We want more. We want what you have. We don't want to miss out on the plan of God. Come on, family. Forget the natural things. Forget what you feel uncomfortable with. Just lift your spirit, man. Father, I want more. Just do it in me. Do in me what only you can do. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you, family, God sees the heart cry of his people. Don't let's play around on the outskirts. Don't let's play around on the outskirts. Jesus died for an incredible purpose. An incredible purpose. Don't let's play around with a little bit of church and a little bit of the world. Let's seek God for his will and his plan. Let's be those that are enlisted, but we are active. Let's be those that are on the front lines. On the front lines. On the front. I want to be on the front line. How about you? You may take some bullets. You may get some scars and some wounds. But let me tell you that we'll get up again. And there's a reward awaiting us in heaven for everything we do for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ay, ay, ay. My legs are too shaky to walk in my shoes. You know what? You know what? Sometimes you can get so involved in protocol in church. It's like we've got to be careful not to say this and not say that, because what if we offend this one? I don't want to offend God. How about you? And you know, we were watching the series, The Chosen. Anybody watched that series, The Chosen? If you haven't watched it, just watch it. But you know what I said to Pastor Stephen? I mean, we know this from reading the Gospels, but Jesus was constantly moved by the Holy Spirit. He, first of all, he drew aside to seek God's will, to ask the Lord, the Father to direct him, to get the Holy Spirit's mind on situations. And then when he ministered to people, he spoke by the Spirit. You know, people were touched when he would give a word of knowledge. He'd say, Nathaniel, I saw you sitting under that tree. That just turned that guy to mush. Like it just, he just knew that he was the Messiah. So Jesus, my point is that Jesus constantly walked in the power of the Holy Spirit. And who are we to think that we can do any different? Who are we to think, well, I'm a strong Christian. I know a lot of the word. I could share. We've got to be led by the Spirit daily. We've got to be empowered by the Spirit daily. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not preaching today, so I better just. Why don't you have a seat? Thank you. Have a seat. Tell somebody near you, welcome to church this morning. Praise God. How wonderful to see you this morning. Welcome to Ascend Church. Those that are watching online, we're glad you joined us today. Wonderful. Wonderful. So good to see you. Welcome, welcome. Especially want to welcome anyone who is visiting for the first time today. We love having visitors in our church. We met a few visitors today before the service. And we just want to say that you are most welcome here. This is the friendliest congregation in the whole of this area. Let me tell you, if you haven't been greeted 50 times already, prepare yourself. But we welcome those who are visiting for the first time. And what we'd like to do, so we don't want to embarrass you in any way, but our ushers would just like to hand you a visitor pack. So if you're here for the first time, would you just mind waving your hand that we can welcome you? Come on, family. Come on, let's act like we thank you. We have a fellow South African friend with his dear wife. We're so glad that you're here today. And those that are watching, the people that watch with various ways that you can watch, it's not just like watching a movie, watching a TV series, but it's actually an online church service. So if you're watching via Facebook Live or on YouTube or on our app or on our website, welcome. Let us know where you're watching from. Put the distractions aside. If you have to shut some doors, do it. Get a pen and paper. Just sit down and let the Lord minister to you as the word comes forth today. Amen. And share the broadcast. That's a great way to reach out to your friends and family. Praise the Lord. So I just want to remind you of the four main purposes of our church. The first one is that we would know God. I want to know God. I feel like every day I can know God more. Amen. Know something. Today we're going to know God more than what we have before. Know His character, His word. But second of all, we want to help you to find freedom in every area of your life. Anyone been set free from anything? Set free from anything? Anxiety, fear, all of these things. Anything you name, we've been set free from all kinds of things. And we want to keep walking in freedom. Thirdly, that you would discover your purpose. I feel like that's what we're hearing from the Holy Spirit. Each of us has got a purpose and a plan. You may not know what that is. You just take one step, then the next step. You don't worry about next week. Think about today, tomorrow. Amen. And lastly, that you would make a difference, that all of us would make a difference. I want to make a difference with my life, right? How about you? Praise God. So, ready for the word.
You did everything? Seemed like it went fast.
No, he always checks. Goes through the checklist.
You did?
I did everything except I'm going to pass a clipboard by. And if you're not a first-time visitor, but we ask you just to check your name on there and let us know you were here. Amen.
Well, what a powerful time already. Already. The Spirit of the Lord. Can I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. That's why something happens to me in the time of when we're worshiping and when we're praising the presence of God. I begin to really sense the presence of God. And what a powerful word that came. What a powerful, that was the Lord speaking to us today. The Lord spoke to us today. Amen. Something is happening. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. You are the reason that we came. We came to hear from you. We came to experience your presence, Lord. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. Lord, I'm dependent upon you. I'm relying on you. I know that of myself, I can do nothing. But through Christ, I can do all things. And I just thank you, Lord, today for anointing me to speak your word. I thank you for touching every life of those here present and those who are watching this, wherever they may be watching it from, Lord. I thank you for touching and changing us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here today. I want to thank everybody who invited somebody to come to church with you this Sunday. Thank you for inviting somebody. You know, I was thinking about it, like Pastor Jill said, we've been watching the series The Chosen. I know it's been out for a while, but you can actually, we're watching it on Amazon Prime, but you can watch it on our app, on our church mobile app. We've got the series The Chosen on there. And what happens is, when you watch something like The Chosen, of course, what it is they've taken a fictional story and they've woven it in to the gospel story. And when you watch it, what happens is, I find with me, I begin to just think more about Jesus and what he did. I find that's on my mind a whole lot more when I'm watching something like that. And I thought about the fact that, you know, Jesus was only on the earth for 33 years, just over 33 years. And his ministry only lasted for 3.5 years. But what happened in those 3.5 years, we're still talking about today. It changed the world forever. And I thought about us. We've been in this building for 3 years. No, don't clap. Don't clap. It's not worth clapping about, because I feel like there's so much more we should have done in the last 3 years. There's so many more people that we have to reach. You know, Jesus, every day he was out ministering to people. Wherever he was, he was ministering to people. And every single day, winning 3.5 years, man, turned the whole world upside down. I feel like we don't have time, and that's what the Lord was saying. We don't have time to waste and play games. And I see people in church 1 week, and then they miss a week, and they're serving the Lord 1 week, and then the next week they don't. Listen, we don't have time for that. We got to get on fire for the Lord, and we got to do what he's called us to do, and we got to reach. There is a huge harvest of people right now that would love to be here. They're out there, and they're lost. They're lost. They're on their way to hell. And we're in here. How are you doing, brother? Did you have a good week, brother? And that's all good. But let's not forget, there's a world out there that are waiting on us. And when we go out of here every week, we're supposed to be reaching out all the time. It shouldn't be 2 or 3 people. Yeah, I invited someone to church. Every one of us, Pastor Steve, I invited 10 people this week. Every one of us. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. Are you ready for God's word today? Because I am ready. I'm ready today. Today I want to speak about, thank you, David. Praise the Lord. You're doing such a great job. David is actually, his first instrument is guitar. He's a phenomenal guitarist, and he's an artist, of course. But he's playing piano, and he's just doing a great job. We really appreciate. Our worship team did such a great job today, didn't they? We so appreciate them. Did such a great job. Well, anyway, to get back. Today I want to speak about keep speaking victory. Tell your neighbor, keep speaking victory. Notice I said keep speaking victory. You see, our words are setting the direction for our life. In fact, if you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, just listen to what you're saying about yourself today. If you're saying, oh, Pastor Steve, I don't think I'm ever going to get well. I don't think I'm ever going to overcome this. I don't think I'm ever going to break this addiction. I don't think I'm ever going to meet the right person. There's nobody out there. I just don't seem to be able to get ahead financially. You're actually prophesying your future. Because you can't speak defeat and have victory. You can't speak sickness and have health. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20, it says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Notice it talks about the fruit of your mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. In other words, my words produce fruit. My words produce results in my life. Verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In fact, the contemporary English version of the Bible says, you will eat everything you say. You ever heard the saying, you're going to eat those words? Do you know that's actually true? You are going to eat the things that you say. The things that you say are going to be produced in your life. In Isaiah 57, verse 19, the Bible says, I create the fruit of the lips. I create. God says, I create the fruit of your lips. So what we say, that brings fruit in our life. Amen? That's why you've got to pay attention to what you're saying. You've got to pay attention to what you're saying about yourself, what you're saying about your family, what you're saying about your finances, what you're saying about your health, because our words are powerful. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, such a powerful scripture to me. It's made such an impact in my life, these words of Jesus. He said, assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things that he says will be done, she will have whatever he says. Jesus said that we are going to have whatever we say. He didn't say whatever good things, whether it's good or whether it's bad, whatever we say, Jesus said, you are going to have it. You are going to have, and you are going to become what you are continually saying. That's why it's important to get in the habit of speaking victory over your life. All through the day, I thank you, Lord, I'm blessed, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm surrounded by favor. God, thank you, you supply all my needs. I always have more than enough. Something good is going to happen to me today. Blessings are chasing me down and overtaking me. The fruit of those words is blessing, health, strength, abundance. And it's not enough just to think it. We give life to our faith when we speak those words out of our mouth. And let me tell you, when you're in tough times, you can either complain, talk about all your problems, all your challenges, or you can say, Father, I thank you that you're fighting my battles. I thank you that what was meant for my harm, you are turning to my advantage. I thank you, Lord, you always cause me to triumph. I thank you, Lord, you make all things work together for my good. I thank you, I'm coming out of this better than I was before. That's speaking victory. That's prophesying victory. That's prophesying breakthrough. Don't talk about the mountain. Too many times we talk about the mountain. How's things going? Oh, like Ed says, you should ask how things are going. How's things going? Oh, and then they tell you all about the problem. No, don't talk about the mountain. Don't use your words to describe the situation. Use your words to change the situation. Speak to the mountain. See, when you say, I'm never going to get out of this problem, this is never going to change, you're inviting defeat into your life. When you say, I'm not that talented, you're inviting limitation into your life. When you say, I'm never going to accomplish that dream, I just don't have the connections, you're inviting mediocrity. Our own words are calling those things into our life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, talking about about God, it says, that's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, for in God's presence he believed, talking about Abraham believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet. The Bible says God calls into being things that don't exist. That's how God created the world. He said, let there be light. And light came at 186,000 miles, what is it, per second? Light be, and light was. And God wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to call in his promises in our life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13, we have the same spirit of faith that is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed and then I spoke in faith, so we also first believe and then we speak in faith. You see, it's not enough to just believe. You have to speak out in faith what you're believing for. Your words are calling things into your life. And some of us, we need to send out some new invitations. You may be struggling with depression, but your report should be, you should be declaring, this is just temporary. This is not who I am. I am free. I am happy. I got a bright future. That dream may look big, but I know with God all things are possible. New doors are opening for me. Good breaks are looking for me. Divine connections are headed my way. The scripture says in Ephesians 4, verse 29, let everything you say be good. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Now, one person that hears your words is yourself. They go out of your mouth and they come back into your own ears. And if you hear those words long enough, they'll take root down in your spirit because faith comes by hearing. And the more that you say it, the more you hear it. See, you believe what you say about yourself more than you believe what anybody else says. And there's nothing more powerful than speaking victory over your own life. Can you say amen? When the Lord called me to first start preaching in Bible, I was invited to speak at Bible College. I was in Johannesburg, South Africa. At Christian Family Church. That's where I received the Lord. And Pastor Theo asked me if I would teach in the Bible school. And I was 19 years old. And I was very shy in front of people. And every thought in my mind told me that I couldn't do it. That I didn't have what it takes. But one thing I've learned is never verbalize the negative. Don't ever speak out that negative thought. Don't give those thoughts life, because that's what happens when you speak them out. And instead of talking about how I felt, you know, how insecure I felt, how inadequate I felt, how unqualified I felt, how intimidated I felt, I just said what God said about me. I thank you, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thank you that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am equipped. I am empowered. I am anointed. I begin to just say what God said. And the whole time I was saying it, I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel qualified. In fact, I felt just the opposite. But as I kept calling myself who God says I am, it took hold on the inside of me, and I started to feel strong. I started to feel confident. I started to feel well able. I started to see favor, new doors opening, God taking me where I never imagined that we would go. What happened? I ate the fruit of my words. And I'm not saying it'll happen overnight, but you've got to keep speaking victory. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, verse 23, we must continue, say continue, we must continue, or you could say keep. We must keep. We must continue to hold firmly to our declaration of faith. Because the one who promised, he's faithful. You see, you got to keep calling yourself blessed. You got to keep calling yourself healthy. You've got to keep declaring, my children are mighty in the land. You've got to keep declaring that those dreams are coming to pass. In fact, in James chapter 3, it compares our words, our tongue, to the rudder of a ship. It says in James 3, verse 3, horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. And the same with mighty ships, though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered, say steered, by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. And so the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. Say, my words have great power. In fact, just like a small rudder can steer a massive ship, your tongue can steer your life. Because what you are saying is determining the direction that you are going. Are you with me? But here's the good news. The good news is you control your tongue. But are you sending your words out in the direction that you want your life to go? Well, Pastor Steve, I don't know if I'm going to get well. The medical report, it doesn't look good. That's the wrong direction. Why did you say what God says? God says the Lord is my healer. God is restoring health back unto me. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Say what God says. Instead of saying, oh, Pastor Steve, my child has been off course for so long, I don't think he's ever going to make right decisions. Listen, change your rudder. You're headed the wrong way. Rather say, Father, thank you that my children are mighty in the land. You said this, the seed of the righteous is blessed. Thank you, my seed is blessed. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You said you and your house will be saved. Let me tell you, you've got to say what God says about you. Instead of saying, I don't see how I could ever get ahead. I've always struggled financially. No one in my family is successful. My business is struggling. I don't know if it's going to make it. Listen, when you talk defeat, you're headed towards defeat. When you talk failure, lack, mediocrity, that's what you're headed for. Your tongue is like a rudder. Well, Pastor Steve, I'm just praying that God will help me. Let me tell you, He will help you, but you're the one who controls the rudder. God actually can't do more for you than what your words allow Him to. Very often, we limit what God can do because of the things we say. You set in the direction with your words. The question is, are you in agreement with God? Because He said in Ephesians 1 verse 3, how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. Say, I am blessed. The Bible says you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, every blessing of heaven. You have already been blessed. What God says. Are you saying something else about yourself? The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says you are a masterpiece. You're crowned with favor. Are you calling yourself inferior, weak, unable? We got to declare and say what God says about us. Father, you said that even in a time of famine, the righteous will have more than enough. You said that whatever I put my hand to, it'll prosper and it will succeed. When someone asks you, how are you doing? Don't go through a list of all your troubles, how bad it is. No, keep your ship going in the right direction. When they say, how are you doing? Man, I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm an overcomer. I'm valuable. I'm favored by God. Amen. I mean, think about a ship. A ship could be carrying a very valuable cargo, maybe oil, minerals, equipment, whatever. But all of that valuable cargo is at the mercy of a very small rudder of that ship. If the captain doesn't steer the ship in the right direction, if that rudder is not in the right position, the ship's never going to make it to the intended destination. All the cargo will go to waste. In the same way, you are carrying valuable cargo. When God breathed His life into you, like Pastor Jill was saying this morning, He put gifts in you. He put talents in you. He put potential in you. When He breathed His life into you, you've got seeds of greatness on the inside of you. You were destined to leave your mark, take your family to a new level. But the question is not, are you equipped or are you favored? Or do you have what it takes? No, your ship is fully loaded. But the question is, are you going to keep your rudder going in the right direction? Are you going to go in the right direction by saying what God says about you? Are you going to speak victory and abundance? Or are you going to talk defeat? Well, Pastor Steve, I just can't seem to get ahead. I don't think it's ever going to happen for me. I'm never going to be free. I'm never going to be happy. No, You're not being limited by your circumstances. You're being limited by your own words. Your rudder's going the wrong direction. Because let me tell you, whatever you speak, that's what you're moving toward. Amen. When you speak victory, you're moving toward victory. When you speak health, you're moving towards health. When you speak overflow, more than enough, you're moving toward abundance. I've got a list of scriptures that I speak over my life. I call them my God will provide scriptures. And I've got them in my Bible. And I declare them every day. Like Philippians 4 verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Every day I say, Father, I thank you that you are my provider. And I thank you that you provide all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I declare Psalm 34 verse 10, even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry. But those who passionately seek the Lord will never lack any good thing. I say, Father, I thank you that I never lack any good thing in my life because I'm seeking you. I declare Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. I always have more than enough. I declare, Lord, thank you that you are my shepherd. And because you're my shepherd, I don't lack anything. I have everything I need. I have more than enough because you are a God who is more than enough. I declare 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, God is able to bless me abundantly so that in all things and at all times and having everything I need, I will abound into every good work. And then I'll declare it from a different translation, the Passion Bible. God is more than ready to overwhelm me with every form of grace so that I will have more than enough of everything, every moment, in every way. Thank you, Lord, you are making me to overflow with abundance. I'm overflowing with abundance. Amen. You see, Joel 3 verse 10 tells us, let the weak say, I'm strong. God said, feeling weak? Let the weak say, I am strong. So you may not feel strong, but when you say it, what happens? You're moving towards strength. You may be fighting an illness, but when you say, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. God is restoring health to me. The Lord is my healer. You're moving toward health. Maybe you feel stuck in your career. Seems like you've reached your limits. When you begin to say with your mouth, new doors are opening for me. Something good is going to happen to me. God is taking me from glory to glory. You're moving to new levels, to favor, things that you've never seen. But the question is, are you steering your ship in the direction you want your life to go? Can you say amen? Amen. Is your rudder, is your tongue taking you to blessing, to increase, to abundance? Or are you talking about what's not working out? Are you talking about, you know, the difficulties, the problems, how you're not that talented, how big your obstacles are? Because that is going to keep you from your destiny. I love in the Bible where God said to Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah that he was called to be a prophet to the nations and he was going to speak to nations. But Jeremiah at the time was very young and he was afraid. And Jeremiah replied to the Lord in Jeremiah 1 verse 7 and he said, oh, sovereign Lord, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. And the Lord replied to him, don't say, I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you, and I will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Amen. See, God knew that if Jeremiah kept speaking those negative words, saying he's too young, he didn't have what it takes, that he would never become who God created him to be. Your tongue, say my tongue, is the rudder for my life. It is determining the direction that you're going. So the next time that you are tempted to say something negative about yourself or about your future or about your children or about your finances, zip it up. Don't steer yourself toward defeat. Don't say you're too young. Don't say that you can't get well. Don't say I'll never meet the right person. Don't say you can't do what God's called you to do. God wouldn't have given you those dreams if he were not well able to bring it to pass. In Jeremiah 1 verse 9, God went on and he said, then the Lord reached out and he touched my mouth. And he said, look, I've put my words in your mouth. See, that's what we need. We need to put God's words in our mouth. God is saying, Jeremiah, you need to say what I say about you. Don't say how you feel. Don't say what the experts say. Don't say what it looks like. But start saying what God says about you. Let me tell you what God says about you. In Psalm 65, verse 11, it says, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest, and even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. That means it doesn't matter how difficult things may get around us, our path can overflow with abundance, even when we're walking through a hard pathway. You see, you can go around saying, oh, this is such a tough year. I can't wait till it's over. Or you can say, Father, I thank you that even in hard times, I will have more than enough. I thank you that you're an overflow God, that you're not limited by my circumstance. You're not limited by the economy, Lord. I thank you the economy is not my source. You are my source, Lord. I thank you I'm blessed even in a down year. I'm favored even in a famine. I'm prosperous even in a recession. I overflow. I have more than enough because that's what God said about you. Amen. That's steering your ship toward increase. Because let me tell you, in difficult times, it's so easy to talk about the problems. And it's so easy to complain. It's so easy to be negative. We're all tempted to get negative when we face difficult times. But that's the time especially that you got to dig down deep and say, no, I am going to keep on speaking victory. I am not going to be moved by what I see. God, you are my provider. You are my healer. You are my way maker. I may not see how it can happen, but I know all things are possible for you. There's nothing that is too difficult for you. This is a simple thing for you, Lord. Pay attention to which way you're steering your ship. Because what you are constantly talking about, that's what you are drawing in to your life. If you're always bragging on the greatness of our God, talking about what he can do, declaring what he promised, you're going to draw in blessings and favor and increase. In fact, in Psalm 35, verse 27, look what it says. It says, let them say continually. Let them say continually. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. It's interesting. They were supposed to continually say this. Because you may think, they just needed to say it one time or maybe two times and that would be enough. But God said, no, I want you to say this continually. Because there is something powerful when you go through the day, not talking about how big the problem is, but instead you saying, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in prospering me, who takes pleasure in healing me, who takes pleasure in favoring me, who takes pleasure in delivering me, who takes pleasure in helping me. Amen. Are you taking time to declare God's goodness over your life? Are you speaking victory over your future? Because it's not enough to do it just every once in a while. This needs to become a habit. It needs to become a lifestyle. Where all through the day we're declaring we're blessed, we're strong, we're healthy, we're favored, we're victorious. When you wake up in the morning, Lord, I want to thank you for another awesome day, Lord. Thank you for that your goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And something good's going to happen to me today, Lord. I thank you, your favor surrounding me, blessings chasing me down, angels are watching over me. If you are for me, Lord, then who can stand against me today? Thank you. You fight my battles for me today. The Lord is with me and he is for me. Let me tell you, that's setting your rudder in the right direction. You can't be silent and reach your potential. Nothing happens until you speak. Your words actually give life to your faith. I love what God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 8. God said to Joshua, this book of the law, which means the word of God, shall not depart from your mouth. That means keep saying what God's word says. Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. God said, you want to be successful, you want to be prosperous, keep my word in your mouth. Don't let it depart. Keep speaking victory. Amen. It says God's word, God's promises must not depart out of our mouth. If we'll keep on saying what God says about us, you will have success, good success. In Mark chapter 5, there was a lady who had been sick for 12 years, and she spent all of her money going to different doctors, but nothing helped. She was getting worse. And one day she heard Jesus was coming to town. And the Bible says in Mark 5, verse 28, she kept saying, she kept on saying, if I only touch his clothes, I know I will be healed. If I only touch his clothes, I know I will be healed. If I only touch his clothes, when I touch his clothes, I'm going to be healed. She kept on saying it. In the midst of her sickness, she was prophesying health. And she didn't just say it one time. She kept saying it over and over. I'm going to be healed the moment I touch Jesus. And there were crowds of people around Jesus. She could have been discouraged, she could have complained, but instead she just kept on saying it. And she pressed through that crowd. And when she touched Jesus' garment, the power of God went out of him, and she was instantly healed. She felt it. She was instantly healed. Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? He said, woman, your faith made you well. In Luke chapter 7, there was a Roman centurion. He heard Jesus is in town. And he had a beloved servant who was very sick at the point of death. So he sent a message to Jesus. In Luke chapter 7, verse 6, he said, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home. I'm not worthy of such an honor. I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Now, Jesus was so amazed. He said, I haven't found such great faith in all of Israel. And Jesus spoke the healing word, and the Roman centurion servant was healed. But what I want you to see, that Roman centurion got exactly what he said. He said, Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Isn't that amazing? You see, whatever you're constantly saying, that's what you're moving toward. If you're always saying, I'm never going to get out of debt, you're moving towards struggle, lack. If you're saying, my marriage, oh man, I don't know if it's going to last, we don't get along, you're moving toward a breakup, separation. If you're saying, man, I'm never going to get well, this sickness, I think it's going to be the end of me, you're moving toward defeat. But if you'll send your words out in a different direction, your life will go in a different direction. When you say, I'm blessed, you're moving toward blessing. When you say, I've got the favor of God, you're moving toward preferential treatment. When you say, I'm going to break this addiction, I'm not bound by alcohol or drugs, I'm not going to live bound by this anger, this habit in the name of Jesus. When you say that, you're moving toward freedom. You're moving toward breakthroughs. You've got to pay attention to what you're saying because your life is going in that direction. You know, God gave Abraham a promise that his wife Sarah would have a son. But the problem was that they were both way too old. So, I mean, Abraham was 80 years old. Sarah was in her 70s. And plus, Sarah was barren. She was unable to have children. Sometimes God will give you a promise that seems impossible. I said, sometimes God will give you a promise that seems impossible. You're too old. You're too young. You don't have the connections. The medical report doesn't look good. But you don't have to figure out how it's going to happen. You just got to get in agreement with God. Because the mistake we make so often is we send our words out in the wrong direction. Oh, I can't have a baby. I'm too old. I can't get well. I can't start a business. Negative words can stop what God has for you. Do you know that God told the Israelites that he had given them the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and all they had to do was go in and possess it. It's yours. But you know what kept them out? Negative words is what kept them out. Because they sent 12 spies to spy out the land. And 10 of the spies came back and they said, oh, listen, it's an awesome land, but I've got bad news. We can't do it. We can't take this land. The people are too strong. They are giants in the land. We cannot do it. And the people all agreed with the 10 spies. They started complaining, Lord, why did you bring us out here in this wilderness to die in the wilderness? Our children would become victims. It wasn't the opposition that defeated them. It wasn't the giants that defeated them. It was their own negative words that defeated them. Because the other two spies, Caleb and Joshua, the only two of the 12, they had a different declaration. They said, we can do it, man. Let's go right now. We can take this land. The Lord is with us. Let's go right now. They were ready to go. But the people said, no. Hang on. We're going to listen to the 10 spies. I found out the majority is not always right. Majority is not always right. But they both got what they said. They both prophesied their future. Because the 10 spies and all the other Israelites who agreed with them, they didn't take the promised land, even though it was the will of God for them to do it. Do you know that it can be the will of God for you to have something and you not receive it because you refuse to agree with what God says? They wandered around the desert for 40 years, 12-day journey, 40 years, until they all died. They got what they said because they said, Lord, you brought us to die in the desert. God said to them in Numbers 14:26, tell them this, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. You're going to get exactly what you said. 40 years later, Joshua, Caleb, they went in and they took that promised land. They were 80 years old. They were the only two, the only exceptions that went in and took the promised land. Let me tell you, when God puts something in your heart, don't start talking about how it's not going to happen, what you don't have, how big the opposition is. No. Abraham had this promise that seemed impossible. And even though he believed what God said, nothing happened for 24 years. The first time God spoke to him was 75. But then God did something very interesting. In Genesis 17, verse 1, it says, when Abram was 99 years old. Now, God first spoke to Abraham. He was 75 in Genesis 12. Here we go. He's 99, 24 years later. He believed. The Bible says Abraham believed. But nothing happened. So when he's 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, Abram, I am changing your name. No longer will your name be Abram. Instead, you're going to be called Abraham. For you will be the father of many nations. Now, the name Abraham literally means father of many nations. So every time that Abraham said his name, oh, nice to meet you. My name is Abraham. I am the father of many nations. He was speaking God's promise. And the Bible says in Genesis 21, verse 5, Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Now notice this. Abraham believed God's promise for over 20 years. But the moment he started saying it, God changed his name when he was 99. And when he was 100, Sarah gave birth. So how long did it take for the promise to come to pass from the time God changed his name? He was 99. Let me take you back to school here. He was 99. He was 100 when the baby was born. How long is a woman pregnant for? 9 months. So it took 3-6 months, and it happened. What he had been believing for 24 years, it happened in between 3 and 6 months, the moment he started to declare God's promise. That's what I want you to see. That's why it's so important for you to say what God's word says. It's so important for you to declare and speak the promises of God. Your tongue is the rudder. It's deciding the direction that your life is going to go. Here's the question. What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about your finances? What are you saying about your dreams? What are you saying about your children? Are you saying, oh, I'm too old. I've made too many mistakes. I don't have what it takes. I'm too weak. I'm too this. I'm too that. That's going to keep you from giving birth. You can't speak defeat and have success. Why don't you say what God says about you? He calls you what you are before it even happens. He calls things that be not as though they are. Well, Pastor Steve, I just don't feel blessed. I don't feel favored. I don't feel healthy. That's okay. Doesn't matter how you feel. Just get in agreement with God. When you begin to speak victory over your life, he'll make things happen that you could never make happen by yourself. The dreams that God put in your heart, the promises that you're standing on, it's not enough for you just to believe them. You have to keep speaking them out in faith in the name of Jesus. That's when angels go to work. That's when the forces of darkness are broken. That's when good breaks come looking for you. And what you're up against right now, it may seem permanent. Just keep on speaking victory. When the medical report is not good, keep on speaking health. When you're facing lack and struggle, keep on speaking abundance. When the addiction seems like it's never going to change, keep on speaking freedom. When your family member, your child is off course, keep on speaking breakthrough. Amen. If you'll keep on declaring what God promised, well, Pastor Steve, you know, I tried it for 3 days, Pastor Steve. It didn't work. I'm not talking about trying it for 3 days. I'm talking about making this a lifestyle where you develop the habit of speaking victory, speaking health, speaking favor, speaking abundance. When you continually do this, God says you're going to have good success. And I'll close with this. Proverbs 12, verse 6 says, the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Let me tell you, you're going to eat the fruit of your words. Make sure that you're speaking words that you want to eat. If it's not positive, if it's not helpful, if it's not faith-filled, don't say it. Don't say you can't get well. Our God is a healer. Don't say you can't accomplish your dreams. Our God is a waymaker. Don't say that you'll never have enough. Our God is a provider. He's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. Get in agreement with him. Send your words out in the right direction. Because let me tell you, if you will keep on speaking victory, I declare good breaks are coming to you. Healing is coming to you. Promises that seem impossible are about to come to pass. Problems that look permanent are about to turn around. Favor, breakthroughs, abundance. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus, the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. Do you receive it today? If you receive it, say amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise today. Say, I receive it. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to keep speaking victory. No matter what happens, I'm going to keep speaking victory. Did you get that today? As you go out of here, keep on speaking victory this week over your life. Amen. Bow your head for a moment. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord, for every person that's here this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you have a good plan and a good destiny for our lives, Lord. Father, I just pray for each and every person that they would follow the plan and purpose that you have laid out for their life even before they were born in the name of Jesus. Listen, before we close today, I always like to give an opportunity for people. If you are not sure where you stand with the Lord today, if you are not sure if all is well, if all is right, between you and God today. Let me ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure that heaven is where you would spend eternity? Or would you have to be honest? Say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church, but I'm not sure of whether I'd spend eternity in heaven. Listen, I'm not asking you if you believe in God. I'm not asking you if you're a member of a church. What I am asking you is that if you died today, can you say you know for sure, without any doubt, that you would go to heaven? Because the good news is you can know that. You can be sure about that. You can walk out of here this morning and you can know that all is right, all is well between you and the Lord. You can know for sure when you die, heaven is where you are going to spend eternity. Let me tell you, heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. And I want to pray for you this morning. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand. But right where you're sitting, if you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me. Include me in that prayer. I want to be sure that all is right, all is well between me and the Lord. Pray for me. I want to be sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you this morning, I want to ask you if you want to be included in this prayer that I'm about to pray. Just quickly, lift your hand up high. Just raise your hand up high. I'm looking for hands. If your hand is raised, then you are included in this prayer this morning. Thank you. Thank you. I see hands being raised. I want to ask you, if you raised your hand, please say this prayer. I want to lead you in a prayer. And the scripture says in Romans 10 and verse 9, if you declare with your mouth, we've been speaking about how important it is what you say. Well, the Bible says if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how you can know that all is right between you and God. You are saved is you have declared Jesus as Lord of your life. So I want us all, please say this prayer with me, everybody, especially if you lifted your hand. But everybody that say this, say, dear God, I thank you that you loved me so much that you sent your son, Jesus, to this earth to die on a cross for me, to take my sin and my punishment and to shed his blood for me. I believe, say, I believe that Jesus is alive. And I confess Jesus is Lord of my life. From today, I will follow you, Lord Jesus. You are Lord over my life. I surrender to you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. And I thank you, Lord. Say, I thank you, Lord. Because I have received you, I am now saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. God, you are my Father. I am your child. Heaven is my home. And my name is written down in your book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says that the angels rejoice in heaven when one person comes to Jesus. When one person receives Jesus, angels, there's a party in heaven. Amen. If you raised your hand, I want to congratulate you. It's the best decision you ever made in your life. When we close service in a few minutes from now, I want to ask you, if you lifted your hand, please remain seated. We have a gift we want to give you before you go home. And one of our volunteers, one of our workers, is going to come over to you and bring you that gift. So thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Did you get something out of this today? You want? Let me just have a look. Yes, is Chester there?
I think it's on.
Try that.
It's on.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's just the magic touch. So.
Magic touch. Good word, amen. I'm going to keep speaking that. And now's the time in the service where we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom of God. And you know, it's such a touchy subject with some people. You know, people just like, they get so nervous when you talk about money in church. And people have a wrong perspective where they go like, you'll see comments on Facebook and they're like, don't go to that church, they just want your money. They'll say that about every church. But I just want to tell you that, just like Pastor Steve said, I want whatever God has promised me. And I'm going to say whatever God has said. And those scriptures that we read, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you abundantly. You know, some of us, we think, I've heard people say, you know, I'm so humble. As long as God just meet my needs, that's all I'm asking. I don't ask for a lot. That is the most selfish prayer I ever heard. Well, you want your needs met. We want to meet the needs of other people. How can I bless anybody? How can I finance the gospel? How can I help the needy? How can I help a widow buy a new house? How can I do any of that if I'm not blessed? Amen? So it is not selfish to want the blessings of God in your life, because we want them for the right purpose. Amen? So I just thought that as we get ready to give, there's an envelope right where you are. There's various ways you can give. It's so easy. For those that are watching online, you can give just the normal way, or you can give the modern way, online, text, cash app, PayPal. And we use Zelle, and that's what I've started using, because, you know, bypass the fees. Cash app is also, you bypass the fees. But any way that you, concerning Zelle, there's a barcode out in the, a QR code that you can scan in the lobby, and you can give that way. But however you want to give, we're giving into the kingdom of God, and we appreciate your giving. We appreciate your giving. We don't take it as, this is all about the kingdom of God. Amen? This is about the kingdom of God. And I just thought, I told Pastor Steve, email me your notes, because I knew what he was speaking on, and I was like, we're going to say. It's not enough to hear him say those things about what God says. I want us to say it over our lives. So we're just going to take a couple of scriptures, and I want you to say it. So Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. So I want you to say this. Say, my God supplies all my need. You hear that? That's your God supplies your need. That's what comes out of our mouth. Then Psalm 34 verse 10 says, even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry, but those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Now you say this. Say, I pursue the Lord and I never lack. I never lack for any good thing. Amen. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So let's say that. Say, in all times, in all things, I have everything I need and I abound with blessings. I like that. All times, no matter what's happening, I have everything I need. Proverbs 3 verse 9, glorify God with your wealth, honoring him with your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. I love the word of God. It's just overflowing promises. Amen. Say this. Say, I honor the Lord with my first fruits. Therefore, every dimension of my life is overflowing with blessings. I think this is the last one. Luke 6:38. Jesus said, give generously and generous gifts will be given to you, shaken down to make room for more. Abundant gifts will pour out upon you with such an overflowing measure that it will run over the top. How about that? The measure of your generosity becomes the measurement of your return. So say this, say, I give generously, and abundant gifts are overflowing in my life. I like that word overflowing, because what it means is that I'm fully supplied, but that it's overflowing and it starts to supply the needs of people around me. Amen? And I'll say this just before we pray over the offering, but I'll tell you what we declare over this church. We declare that this church, Ascend Church, is amply supplied, that we have more than enough for every good work. We declare that this building is debt-free. Amen. We declare that this building is paid in full. In fact, Prophet Ed said a couple of years ago as we drove in, he said, you're going to own all of these buildings. So you know what? I don't think about how's that even possible, because let me tell you, when God tells you something, it always looks impossible. You said it sometimes looks impossible. I think it always looks impossible. So when we drive in, I just say, thank you, Lord, that these buildings, that we have every building that we need, that you want us to have, we declare we have it, debt-free. And that's one of the reasons we've got to overflow with blessing. Because we want to pay $3 million, pay this building off. It's easy. Let God just bless somebody overflowing, right? And just overflows into the house of God. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for each and every person. We thank you for this church you've given us. We thank you for this building. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for your word. And thank you for each person that is faithful, that gives their tithes and their offerings into the house of God. Father, we take it as an absolute blessing. Thank you for the wisdom to use it the way that it's meant to be used. And we thank you for an overflow. We declare your word is true in each and every one of these lives, Father God, and in this church, yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ushers, you can go ahead.
I want to encourage you, if you weren't here last week, I spoke about don't drift. I really encourage you to go and listen to last week's message. You can watch it on our app or on our YouTube channel, but I really encourage you to go and listen to last week. It was a powerful word. And then also I want to mention that Shanta and William, where's Shanta and William at? There you are, Shanta, wave at me, and William, stand up for me. They're going to be starting a connect group up in West Palm Beach this week. They live in West Palm Beach on Wednesday night. And I want to encourage you, if you live anywhere near West Palm, go and say hi to them. They'd love to have you at the group. They're wonderful people. And apparently she is a phenomenal baker. Are you going to be doing any baking at the connect group? So anyway, we're going to be there this week. We're looking forward to Pastor Jill and I are looking forward to being there. If you'd like to join us, just go over to Shunt and say, I'd love to come. They're so friendly, and we'd love to see you. And then finally, I want to say thank you to everyone who served in God's house. I want to say thank you to all of our servant leaders today. We appreciate you, our media team, and our children's workers, and our worship team, and our usher team, and everyone who served. We thank you. We really do appreciate your service. And you know, last week, Miguel, you're telling me something, man. Aha, I get it now. Okay. Last week, Miguel, he had to work he worked Saturday night, and because he drives distance, long distance truck drive. He's got his own truck. Anyway, I just want to tell you that you were gone, but the team did awesome, man. They did a great job. You've trained them well, Miguel. And so we didn't miss a beat. Tonight at 5 p.m., we have Ascend Youth. We're going to encourage all the teenagers to join us. Abel and Michelle have a great program lined up for tonight at 5 o'clock. That's for Ascend Youth. Amen. Father, we just thank you today. This week we have prayer. Yes, Thursday night, thank you. We have prayer on Thursday night. Lord, we want to thank you so much for your word, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for every promise you've given us. And I thank you, Father, that as we speak forth what you say about us, as we agree with you, and as we declare your promises over our life, thank you, Lord, that our life is being steered in the direction of our words, that our life is being steered in the direction of blessing. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for everything you're going to do this week in every person's life. Thank you, you're a miracle-working God. I thank you for miracles this week. I thank you for breakthroughs this week. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray you bless someone with $30 million so they can pay their tithe and we can pay off this building, Lord. I thank you that the windows of heaven are open and blessings are being poured out upon people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We love you. See you next Sunday. Final thing I want to tell you as you go, invite someone to come to church next week. The harvest is plentiful. Jesus said it's ready. Get out there. Invite someone. We'll see you next Sunday. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time.